91X News.
It's plus four and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Harrison Perkins. The funeral for an Ontario-based military technician who died on a rescue mission in Nunavut will be held tomorrow. A full military funeral for Sergeant Yannick Gibert will be held at CFB Valcartier. Gibert died last week while he and two other rescue technicians from 424 Squadron were trying to rescue two men stranded in a boat in choppy water. The Quebec native was based at CFB Trenton. A member of the military at CFB Trenton has pleaded guilty to disgraceful conduct, but a charge of possessing child pornography has been stayed. Corporal Mario Durocher was demoted to private after a court-martial at the base Monday. Durocher had pleaded not guilty to the child pornography charge that was laid by the military. He is employed as an assistant air coordinator with the Joint Rescue Coordination Center. Premier Dalton McGuinty says Ontario can't afford reckless tax cuts proposed by the opposition and must cap spending hikes at 1% a year. TD Bank's former chief economist Don Drummond says Ontario must have a variety of modest spending increases until the province's $16 billion deficit is gone in 2017-2018. McGuinty says that's going to mean the Tories and New Democrats will have to curb their demands for unaffordable tax cuts and outrageous spending increases. Ontario took the brunt of the blow as Canada's job market was battered last month. The unemployment rate jumped up two notches to 7.3%, and the economy lost a massive 54,000 jobs, most of them in Ontario's manufacturing and construction trades. The trial of a family accused in killing three teenage sisters and a woman over family honor has been adjourned indefinitely. The judge told the jury in Kingston today that one of the accused has a medical emergency. The lawyers will meet with the judge on Tuesday for an update on the medical situation, and the judge says he will update the jury by Wednesday. The OPP's Rope Squad is asking for help locating a federal offender wanted for breach of parole. 37-year-old Jason Morrison is serving a 4-year, 9-month sentence for robbery. He is described as white, 5'11", and 170 pounds, with brown hair and a shaved head. Police say he has a dragon tattoo on his chest and a visible scar on the right side of his face. Turkey state media says that three more bodies have been pulled from the rubble, and as the quake death toll rises to 603, Turkey's state-run television says the bodies were recovered this morning, more than 12 days after the magnitude 7.2 quake collapsed dozens of buildings in eastern Turkey. European leaders have welcomed Greece's decision to scrap a referendum on the fought European bailout plan. Reporter Tom Rivers says leaders at the Group of 20 summit in France are meeting again today to try and work out ways to stem Europe's debt crisis.
The world leaders are back at it again, but they're finding a solution to the European debt crisis can't be built in a day or two. On day two here, there's talk on getting the International Monetary Fund more involved in Europe. On specifically Greece, the referendum may be gone, but a governmental no-confidence vote for this evening local time remains. Seems there's never a dull moment these days in Athens.
Canada's iconic beaver will be front and center on a new clothing line from Parks Canada. The agency is looking for companies to design beaver t-shirts, ball caps, and other merchandise such as travel mugs and water bottles. The new items will be available at national parks and eventually on the internet and at stores in Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. The flat-tailed rodent became Canada's national animal in 1975. Today is the day the jury will decide the fate of Michael Jackson's personal physician, Conrad Murray. Murray is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the pop star's drug overdose death. ABC's Jim Avila has the details from L.A.
The jury will be bussed into court from a secret location this morning, pick a foreperson, and begin to discuss the legal fate of Conrad Murray. Lawyers from both sides will be given 2 hours' notice of a verdict. The Jackson family seemed quite pumped by the prosecution effort yesterday. LaToya hugged the prosecutor at the end of the day, and Michael's mother, Catherine, said her excitement was tempered by the fact that no verdict would bring Michael Jackson back. Jim Avila, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Well, it was on this date in 1993, Paul McCartney and John Lennon's song Yesterday was honored in London as the most performed song in the catalog of the Performing Rights Society, BMI. More than 2,500 versions of the song, including the Beatles' 1965 hit, have been played on U.S. radio and TV stations more than 6 million times. That's 91X News to 1206. Tim Baer has sports next.
Oh my God, your hair looks so good.
Oh my God, I know. I went to a Maine affair, and they totally did exactly what I wanted.
You went to where?
A Maine affair. You haven't heard?
No.
Oh my God, they're amazing.
I can so tell just by looking at your gorgeous hair. Will you come with me there?
Of course I will, and right now you'll get 30% off with the new talent, Cody Locke. You'll be looking fabulous in no time.
A Maine affair. 59 Pinnacle Street, South in Belleville.
At A Maine Affair, your hair is our passion.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Baer with 91X Sports. The Trenton Golden Hawks are looking to take the outright lead in the OJHL's East Division with a win tonight. The Hawks welcome the last-place Peterborough Lifflock Stars to town. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the Duncan McDonald Memorial Gardens. The Wellington Dukes are also in action tonight as they play host to the St. Michael's Majors. The Dukes are hoping to rebound from last night's 4-2 loss to the Kingston Voyageurs. Puck drop is at 7:30 at the S-Rock Arena. The Picton Pirates widened their lead to 3 points atop the Empire B Division A standings with a 6-3 win over the Napanee Raiders. Brad Green must have felt like he was facing a firing squad in the Raiders' net, turning aside 50 shots in the loss. Kyle DeKeyser and Pat Millington each had a pair of goals for the Pirates. Picton will travel to Port Hope to take on the Panthers tomorrow night, while the Raiders have the weekend off. The Belleville Bulls are back in action tomorrow night when the Owen Sound Attack come to town. The Bulls are hoping to build on a 6-5 overtime win against the Ottawa 67s last time out. Daniel Zharkov and Brendan Gaunce each scored two, and the Bulls overcame a 4-0 deficit to get the win on Thursday night. Puck drop is at 7:05 at the Yardman. The CFL playoff race is going down to the final weekend of the season. A win for the Edmonton Eskimos tonight against Saskatchewan, combined with losses for Calgary and BC tomorrow, will ensure them top spot in the West. In the East, it will be either Montreal or Winnipeg who takes first place. It all depends on how the two teams do in separate games tomorrow. Top spot in each conference gets a bye to the second round and home field advantage. Don't look now, but the Toronto Maple Leafs are first in the NHL. Rookie goaltender Ben Scribbins made 38 saves in his NHL debut, and the Leafs beat Columbus 4-1 last night. Scribbins says he was ready to play from the get-go.
I was obviously excited, but you know, I didn't want to get too excited. You know, I want to just come in and try and play my game, and for the most part, I did that. I'd like to control a few more rebounds next time, but you know, we got the win, and that's the most important part to me.
Clark MacArthur scored twice in his 300th career game. Taking a tour around the NHL from last night, the Edmonton Oilers stretched their winning streak to 6 games with a 3-0 shutout of the Los Angeles Kings. Andrei Pavlik stopped all 34 shots as the Winnipeg Jets beat the New York Islanders, also by a score of 3-0. Jerome McGinley had 2 goals and an assist as the Calgary Flames beat the Detroit Red Wings 4-1. And the Vancouver Canucks were whipped 5-1 by the Minnesota Wild with Roberto Luongo on the bench. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Harrison Perkins with 91x weather.
Today, sunny, high 7. Tonight, clear, low minus 4. Tomorrow, sunny, high 7. Taking a look at Sunday, sunny with a high of 10. At 12:09, we've gone up a degree. It's plus 5. 91X on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Harrison Perkins with Tim Baer. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of the Indy 5 at 5, Friday afternoons on 91X.